We are Mizzou.
Maddie Mauch with time steps up, now running to the left side, gets the same to the 15. Mauch to the 10, to the 5, to the pylon. Touchdown, Missouri.
It is 7:33, 27 before the top of the hour here on the Big 550 KTRS. It's kickoff countdown time. It's about time that we get a chance to play an SEC game, and that'll be tomorrow night, Jimmy Huer.
Looking forward to that. Kentucky is the opponent. It's a road game. We know about the streak. It's at 11. Can it go to 12? And Gary, I'll tell you, we do what we do. We're not going to do anything special. But
imagine
I tell
that.
You what, they need a little bit more special on the offensive side of the ball tomorrow.
Well, they do. They do. But they certainly are a good defensive team. One of the top in the nation. And what else would you expect from your Missouri Tigers? Well, this time on our kickoff countdown show, we try to catch up with an alum. And sometimes it's a player. Sometimes it's a writer. Sometimes that has followed the Tigers. Sometimes it's a broadcaster. And that's what we have tonight with us tonight, because it's our pleasure to bring on board here. You'll recognize that voice, Brian Howsworth, who is from Lindenwood University, St. Louis, Missouri, and has been at Learfield Communications. I got to believe, Brian, that they should have a room named after you by now, after all those years over there.
Well, Jim and Jim, first of all, it's my pleasure. 17 seasons as a college football scoreboard host at Learfield Sports. And as of right now, just so you know, for the record, I don't have a room named after me yet.
We got to work on that. I'll make some phone calls.
You know, Brian and I worked together at Learfield for a long time. Did you ever get a new glass for your drinking water, by the way? I always thought that thing was a little ugly.
Yeah, I've definitely upgraded in that area.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. Hey,
we had a lot of good years together down there, no question.
Yeah, we did. And anybody be foolish if they didn't have a good time with Brian Howsworth. Brian, before we get into the meat and potatoes about your career and your work with the Learfield and some of those games and memories and one thing and other, I know your father had a little surgery or procedure today. How is Al Howsworth doing?
Well, and I appreciate you asking, Jim. I try not to get choked up, but you know how close I am with my dad. He's
sure.
been there for me so many times. He is doing better, but he was at St. John's Mercy yesterday and had surgery and was just released from the hospital. Talked to him a little bit late this afternoon, and he was released today. So I appreciate you keeping him in your prayers. I know he's listening tonight in Florissant along with my mom, but he's definitely in a little bit of, you know, a little discomfort, a little pain, but I think he's doing a lot better and should be okay.
You graduated from Lindenwood, Brian, and I know that for many years you right. did the Jefferson City Jays, without a question, the top-ranked high school football program in the state of Missouri. How did that all come together?
Well, it's interesting, Jim. I graduated from Lindenwood when it was actually Lindenwood College in 1993. And, of course, you know, when I was going to Lindenwood, I started in 1989. Some great people were in my class. Scott Warman was a couple of years ahead of me, and Dan McLaughlin was 3 years behind me. Didn't know Dan very well, certainly knew who he was, but Scotty and I obviously knew each other, and some great people were there. But my aim at that time, I remember, I really wanted to be at that time doing play-by-play. Now, obviously, I've done a lot of that at the high school level, but I ended up my first full-time job out of college, guys, was at a little station in Carrollton, Missouri, and they had a sister station in Kansas City. So it was WHB, which now is an all-sports station. And I was there for 2 years. I do a lot of the high school football games across northwest Missouri, across west central Missouri. And a lot of times I'd have to rush back to Carrollton to host a scoreboard show back in 93, 94, 95 for the Kansas City market. So it was a lot of fun, and I had the opportunity to go to Jefferson City in 1995. Bobby Jackson hired me for that job, and I was there for two full seasons doing play-by-play. I got to call some phenomenal football players who were at Jefferson City. Was there when they won the state championship in 1997, when they had some just phenomenal talent. Justin Smith, who, of
sure.
course,
mm-hmm.
ended up going to Mizzou and phenomenal career in the National Football League. He was on that 1997 team. I look back on that team. My goodness, Kirk Farmer was on that team, Justin Gage, Brock Harvey. I mean, a number of people who not only played at the Division I level for Mizzou, but ended up going to professional football as well in the NFL. I was there 2 years, and you guys know better than anybody all the changes with the Telecommunications Act of 1996. I was at that station for 2 years. The station was sold. I ended up going to Columbia for 2 years as the news director at KFRU. Then that station bought my old station, KLIK, back in 2000, sent me back down there. I ended up staying 4 more years in Jefferson City doing basically a lot of what I did before, including the play-by-play. From 2000 to 2004, Jefferson City had some tremendous seasons, but never did win a state championship. In fact, they have not won a state championship since 1997, which is remarkable considering the amazing amount of talent that's come through there.
No question about it, and the number of state championships that they have, Brian. So your start at Learfield Communications, and particularly doing those Missouri scoreboards that I know that fans love your style. You put so much energy into it. And quite honestly, you've had fun the last several years because, suffice to say, Gary Pinkle and the Tigers have been playing in bowls and winning the Eastern Division for 2 years in a row and just producing on the football field.
And no question about that, Jim. And, of course, you were a great mentor to me. I got to work with you for a number of years. I started at Learfield as a full-time college football scoreboard host in 1999, so this is my 17th season. And after you left in 2009, since 2010, I've done every Mizzou football school board since 2010. Of course, I filled in for you before that, but you're exactly right, Jimmy. I mean, 2013, 12-2, and playing in the SEC championship game against Auburn, and then, of course, playing Oklahoma State in a tremendous Cotton Bowl game. That was incredible. And then last year, 11-3, and playing Bama in the SEC championship game and playing Minnesota in the Citrus Bowl. It's been some amazing football, and it's amazing considering especially with where the program was. Gary Pinkel has done an outstanding job. He's in his 15th season. You know what a big fan I am of Coach Pinkel. That doesn't mean I agree with all of his decisions, because I clearly don't, but I am a huge fan of him, and but tomorrow's certainly going to be a tough game. Make no mistake about it.
No doubt on that one, Brian. When people hear Learfield Communications, they go, okay, it's mid-Missouri, but on football Saturday, that's a busy, busy place, isn't it?
Well, it is, Jim, and a lot of people obviously know Missouri, but as you know, Illinois' broadcast, the Illinois Fighting Illini, come out of the building in Jefferson City. The corporate headquarters are actually in Texas, but most of virtually everything comes out of the facility in Jefferson City. And just for my, I mean, there's probably on a game day, and I'm usually there early in the morning until late at night, sometimes the wee hours of the morning. Last week, for instance, with the Alabama game, I didn't get out of there till 1:15 the next morning. It's a long day, but there's probably 50, 60 people at any given time. Now, it depends earlier in the day, later in the day, not as many, but there's a lot. I do not only the Mizzou scoreboards, but as you know, Jim and Jim, I handle the Alabama Crimson Tide. They do a lot of updates. I mean, I'm on there quite a bit. Anytime there's an LSU or an Ole Miss score, they like to go to me, and I host the entire halftime for Alabama. But on top of that, I also handle Texas Tech. I handle Kansas State. I handle Wyoming, and I handle Purdue. And there are certain times, like tomorrow, K-State is idle, so I'll have five schools. But there are many times, and Jim will remember this from working with me for so many years, where all five, all six are playing at the same time. Some of those reports come up against each other, and it gets extremely crazy. But somehow I get through it. But it gets very, very busy, especially mid to late afternoon. Those are always the busiest times.
Brian Howsworth, Learfield Communications, and, of course, at Channel 17 in Columbia, Brian, your responsibilities there center around what?
Well, I'm the assignment editor, so I work obviously behind the scenes at the assignment desk here at the TV station, but I do virtually all the research for the stories. I handle all of our court previews and court coverage, getting all our camera requests in and following what's happening in court. I do a lot of the legislative stuff in terms of what's coming up. Of course, right now is a little quiet. We had a big veto session last week, but come December 1, things get very, very busy with that. And then, Columbia City Council, Jefferson City Council, Boone County Government, Cole County Government. I call it the basics, the Columbia and Jefferson City School Boards. And then all the economic news from around, I pretty much am responsible for getting everything together on that. So it's an enormous amount of work. And then, unfortunately, the crime beat. And Jim, you've known me. I've covered crime a lot.
Sure.
And I used to be spokesman at the Department of Corrections, but I handle a lot of the, handling as far as when someone is arrested, making sure I track that person for when they go to court, when they go to trial, certainly the major cases. So it keeps me very busy, but you know, it also, it makes me appreciate too, and I work very hard at that, but it also makes me appreciate when it comes to Saturday, football is and that's why I put so much energy into it, because it's refreshing to me. It's some of the just horrible things that I deal with during the week, and as much as I love the job, it can get depressing. Football's different, and I put a lot of energy into it, and I have a lot of enthusiasm, as you guys hopefully can tell from hearing me on the radio.
No question about it. We understand as soon as Brian comes on, we know what's shaking with the Missouri Tigers, and of course, working with Paul Savage and with Eli Gold on the Alabama.
Right.
I had Gold and Kenny Stabler, I think, for about 10, 12 years,
sure,
or whatever the case, and it was a lot of fun, as well as the Missouri. But it's interesting because, Brian, I'm not certain if there's another talent out there that has done what you've done in terms of news and play-by-play and with the Missouri Tigers, with Learfield Communications. I mean, you know, and now 17 years with Learfield Communications, man.
Sure.
People recognize your voice right away, because when we first met, you were also doing a talk show, and a,
yes,
political talk show in the morning, a couple of hours with the governors and the whatever the case might be. So it's interesting. You've kind of done and seen it all.
I appreciate that, Jim. And, of course, that was my show called Party Line, which was on KLIK in Jefferson City. And I've won my last year, 2004, when I was in Jefferson City at KLIK. That show won the best radio news show from the Kansas City Press Club. And my approach on that show was much like I approach sports. I had Democrats on, Republicans. President Bush, before he became president, he was Governor Bush. He was a guest of mine. I had a number of Democrats from across the spectrum who were on the show, both nationally and certainly statewide. All the state lawmakers would come on. It was a lot of fun. That was a tremendous amount of work. But I do know this, all the state representatives, all the state senators listened, and certainly the viewers loved it. And a lot of times we'd be talking about various pieces of legislation, and a lot of the lawmakers would call in as well, which I absolutely love, because they know that legislation as well as anyone. So that was a lot of work. But I've always tried to be fair, and I've always tried to treat people with respect. And I learned a long time ago, try to be versatile, and I've tried to do that. And the industry has changed. The technology, my goodness, Jim, has changed so much. Certainly on the TV side. I mean, I remember at Lindenwood, Jay Murray and I were classmates. Jay's one of the best play-by-play guys I've ever worked with, and learned so much from him. He's now at Washington University, but he was at Lindenwood with me, and I remember in a video production class, a lot of what I learned on, this is 1989 and 1990, basically is obsolete. Even in the radio equipment, some of that is obsolete. But the journalism is not. It's still who, what, where, when, why. It's still attribution. And it's still, as much as I want to get it first, it's getting it accurate. And, gosh, that's so important.
Brian,
at least it is to me.
There's no doubt about that. That's so important. And we had a just an example last Friday when we started the show and word started breaking about the accident at involving the Missouri players. And
right,
I told Jim, I said, wait, before we go, we got to make sure we get some information. I've got some information that doesn't set up with this other piece of information we have. And that's part of it, what we do each and every day. As far,
yeah,
as your body of work, you build up the cachet. So now we can start asking questions like, do you have a favorite memory of a game or a favorite,
sure,
highlight that stands out to you? And it doesn't necessarily have to be Missouri. Maybe it was, you know, since you're doing the scoreboards, maybe it was a different game you were following that night that for the broadcast.
Sure. It's a great question, Jim. I wrote down a couple things on that. In terms of high school, I've got a couple of college and a couple of high school. I happen to see, and I don't think this will ever happen again, at Jefferson City at KLIK, there were four quarterbacks 4 years in a row that ended up playing at the University of Missouri. They didn't all go as quarterbacks, but Kurt Props, Kirk Farmer, Justin Gage, who ended up in the NFL and was phenomenal. He was a quarterback, believe it or not. I think he could have been a great college quarterback. And Brock Harvey. I mean, just phenomenal talent. And Justin Smith was on those teams. So that really sticks out to me. I saw Monte Ball one time when Jay Murray and I were doing a game. Monte Ball at Winsville, he was absolutely phenomenal. So a lot of great memories there. Pete Atkins came right before me. Unfortunately, I didn't get to be around him as a play-by-play, but he certainly had a huge influence on the program when I was there, and phenomenal 405 wins. In terms of games, Jim, the couple that really stick out to me, and I'd say about three of them. Number one, it's hard to believe, in October 6th, it'll be 25 years, the fifth down game, Colorado and Missouri. Absolutely incredible. Bill Wilkerson and Tom Doerr calling that game on the Tiger Network, and I am absolutely convinced to this day that Charles Johnson did not get into the end zone. We know it was a fifth down.
You're right on that one. We're all with you.
No doubt about that. But hard to believe it's 25 years. Just an incredible game. I really believe had Mizzou won that, I think a lot of could have changed for Bob Stoll, because they had beaten Arizona State, number 21, earlier. The 1997 game, Jim and Jim, Mizzou in number one Nebraska that went into overtime.
Sure.
Not only did Chevin Wiggins kick that ball, Davidson caught it, but it was a kick. I really believe that Mizzou, as they were trying to keep Frost out of the end zone, there was a Tiger player that I believe intercepted that ball. That Dan Fouts showed the replay. I still believe he got his hands under it. Nonetheless, Mizzou loses. It was an incredible game. And then Jay Murray and I were talking recently, the Notre Dame game and Mizzou. That would have been Warren Powers, 1984.
Oh, yes.
70,000 fans, you guys remember it. They honored Don Faroe that day. Keith Jackson was doing the game on ABC, and Mizzou had all gold. You know how great Notre Dame and the tradition was. Mizzou was down at the half 13-2. Eric Drain, phenomenal
sure.
game. Marlon Edwards was a quarterback. Mizzou gets the ball back about a minute to go. They're down 16-14. And Brad Burdett, who is basically an automatic guy, misses a, as I recall, a 39-40-yard field goal. And the Irish hold on to win. As tough as a loss as that was, I think Mizzou played their hearts out. I was very young. I was a teenager, if that. I was 1984. I would have probably been, I guess, 13 at that time. That was, in fact, September 29th would have been my birthday. So I was 13. But I remember it well enough to know that, what I also remember is Steve Berline was the quarterback of the Irish that game.
Sure.
And Eric
yeah.
McMillan had a deflection. So many great memories. Those are some that stick out. And, of course, Mizzou beating Johnny Football and A&M in 2013 to win the SEC East. So some of those were some positive. Some will give people some heartburn, certainly the fifth down game, but some great memories here at Faroe Fields of some of the tremendous talent that's come through and not only played for Mizzou, but certainly played on that field.
Brian Hausworth, 17 years over at Learfield and now in Columbia with Channel 17. By the way, I have to ask you, do you still
sure.
hide the pizza in that one janitor's closet where nobody, when everybody says, hey, what happened to that one pizza? There was one more left.
You know,
says, Brian Hausworth, he hid it. I could never find it.
Jimmy, I know that we're downstairs now, so when they bring in pizza, they usually bring in pizza on two shifts. It's brought to a back room, and it's hard for me, especially in Alabama, because I have so much going on to get out there. But when I can, I make sure I try to get a little pizza. But yeah, they bring it in two different shifts now, so not as different, not in the janitor's closet anymore.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Brian, you're a great friend, and I have a lot of respect and admiration for your work. I'll tell you what, anybody that's had the opportunity to either work with you, certainly, and the good folks at Learfield and all the listeners in mid-Missouri and here in St. Louis and Kansas City and throughout the great show-me state, Brian Hausworth, nobody really does it better. So we certainly appreciate the time and the memories, Brian, and Again, we wish the best for Al. Give him our best. I remember, I think we were working a game together. He was your color guy one night, and I came up to the booth, and so we had a chance to work together, Howsworth and Holder.
Howsworth and Holder.
Sounds like a legal firm. Lawyer.
Sure does. Whatever. A lot of promise there.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, have a great day tomorrow.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate the kind words about Dad, and I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great night, and look forward to joining you again. Have a good one, and look forward to being with you guys again.
Terrific. You got it. Thank you, Brian.
Brian Howsworth on the Big 550 KTRS, Jim Huer, Jim Holder, Kickoff Countdown Show. We're going to take a break, and stay with us. We're coming back.